Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Toby. I'm here because I've had a computer disaster in the last day or so, so we've actually lost half the week that was. So today it's about half a week that was. But look, I do want to say, though, that that bloke you mentioned earlier, or the two blokes, the bloke who got replaced and the bloke who replaced him, have both, you know, said they didn't believe women should be in the military. I've got to say I half agree with them, actually, because I think no one should be in the military. So at least they're half right, in my opinion.
Yeah, they don't go far enough.
That's right, they don't. But look, I've ended up with about half a week that was. The stuff I wrote yesterday morning disappeared completely. I've got half it back. I've had a most frustrating time. So you've got to get half a week that was this morning.
It was a big enough week, you know, so it's good to break it up into chunks.
The best parts, of course, are the parts I couldn't bring back. I've got to explain that first up, clearly, yeah. Okay, here we go. A week solidarity, Bricky Team listener, when to give us an opportunity to determine the better of the two major contestants seeking to run the greatest little economic order in them all, on behalf of the great practitioners of the greatest little, we ask caring business class coalition supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer to expand on a couple of his policies. Pete, just say it is inefficient for public servants to work from home. You'll insist they all return to the office 5 days a week? Like, wrong. That is not, like, you know, our policy. But I heard you say it yesterday. Yes, like, that was, you know, like, our policy yesterday, but it is not our, like, policy today. So what will be your policy tomorrow? I can't tell you until, like, I've checked the polls overnight. So working from home is efficient after all. More like, you know, the opposite. It was inefficient, killer of my policy. Right, so, but also you're very strong on your policy to slash the public service. No, wrong again. No, that's not our policy. But you said yesterday you must slash the public sector so you can make savings. I was about to, like, you know, say it is not our policy, but we will save money by reducing the public sector through, like, attrition. Why the change? The, like, policy was creating attrition, you know, on our chances, like. So all your other policies, a fossil-led recovery, for instance, are watertight. Absolutely, like, absolutely, you know, watertight, unless what? Unless, thanks, Pete, a pleasure, like. Sign things are getting a bit ordinary for old Constable Duffer when they resort to the desperate. The Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin yesterday, P1, lovely picky of a smiling Pete and wife, Duffer, target of terrorist plot. Poor Pete, after all he's done to eradicate terrorism across the globe, particularly those non-land, non-people terrorists whose slaughter, destruction and genocide he supports enthusiastically. Turns out a 16-year-old kid was arrested 8 months ago buying ingredients for a homemade bomb. 8 months ago. Fancy. Suddenly it's P1 news in the middle of a sagging election campaign. On the other hand, big supremo Anthony Albanese has been cascading across the country, delivering a series of soundbite promises to on the run based on wherever he is. And at least, unlike Constable Duffer, he can explain what the handouts and that and the handouts mean. So while Pete's fossil-led recovery is no longer our policy, deeply thought through policies on the run depends on the coalition person, which coalition person is answering the question. Yes, we asked them, apart from throwing money on the run, what is your vision, your big policy for True Blue Aussie? Well, clearly we want a great country. Like, you know, we obviously want to be a, like, you know, great country. There, vision. Speaking of vision, on the greatest little economic order, stock exchange gambling venues went on a tariff-led roller coaster ride. Asked about stock values crashing, Donald told the journalist it was a silly question, the silliest silly question ever. And if anyone but knows silly when he sees it, although conversely, he who knows he's the most brilliant brain in the whole world, ever, ever, maybe too silly to know silly when it's staring him in the face. No, wash your mouth out, Kevin. Such a brainiac, the greatest brainiac ever, ever. He is one of only two people in the whole world who knows the truth. Doomsayers bleed. You've been exposed. The truth that coal, condemned by the doomsayers as the number one polluter destroying Mother Earth, or more correctly, life on Mother Earth, is beautiful and more importantly, with exclusive perspicacity, clean. Beautiful and clean, Donald announced, pulling him up there with our very own former Big Supremo, who told us not to be afraid, scummo, which at the time made us very afraid, until now, as Donald confirmed scummo's deep knowledge. For knowing Donald would do nothing to hurt anyone, especially the everybody else and every other creature on Mother Earth, we can but commend Donald's care for that life in proudly flashing yet another executive order to streamline coal approvals and investment, and a second order to prevent discrimination against favouring greener fuels over burning beautiful, clean, don't be afraid coal. Although, not sure the dichotomy was needed, because thanks to Donald, we now know coal is the greenest of all fuels. Donald must be so upset that the doomsayers continue to argue that beautiful, clean, don't be afraid coal is the ugliest, dirtiest polluter of all, but what would climate scientists know compared to Donald's omniscience? Donald's finance guru displayed the impeccable logic to trample the poor style after the US olive opposed a 105% tariff on evil China, leading China not to come begging to Donald, but to impose its own higher tariffs on the US of, leading Donald to raise the stakes to 125% and then 145%. But the impeccable logic? Well, evil China reacted to Donald hitting it, and the economic gurus said this showed who are the bad actors, presumably meaning evil China, but a bit of an explanation wouldn't have gone astray. So far, the Heard and McDonald Islands in the Antarctic, populated only by penguins and seals, but hit with a crippling tariff, have not been declared bad actors for failing to bow at the court of narcissism, but given the logic of their inclusion in Donald's deeply researched impositions, it's probably only a matter of time, and that's where time ran out. So hopefully we're back next week with a full week that was, and don't forget we've got three more weeks of this time goes by so slowly non-policy election to go, team.
Well, thanks very much for a very special This Is The Week That Was, and good morning to you, Kevin.
Okay, thanks, team.
That's Jess. Bye.
Bye.